Klal test will be noted in detail.
Ches Shavat, Monday the 3rd of February, Rabbi Yoel Rabin, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh.
Yes.
I've got half a mind to listen.
Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So, Be'ikah Halacha, the Gemara in Erichin says there's 18 days where you complete Hallel, and there's other days where you don't complete Hallel. The Gemara doesn't really speak that out, that Chelek, but that Chelek is inferred from the Gemara. The other days you don't complete the Hallel, ain't gomri. The Rosh Chodesh on Mavua that when you've got when you complete Hallel, that shows on a proper Chiyuv. You have a proper Chiyuv to say the Hallel. Rosh Chodesh, you don't complete the Hallel. Pashtas from the Gemara, in Tainus, it's Mavua, it's a minig. It's a minig to read Hallel. So much so, that many Poskim, Rishonim, say that there's no bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. The Sfadim don't make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. And even those who aren't Sfadim, also there's various shittas where you do make a bracha, perhaps only the Tzibbel makes a bracha, Yochid makes a bracha, Al Kaponim, it's a minig. I want to discuss a second element in Hallel Rosh Chodesh. We find another difference. The difference is, like I said beforehand, whether you say the entire Hallel, which is made out of five prokim, or you say only part of the Hallel. Loshon of the Poskim is bedilug, you skip out part of the Hallel. So it says like this. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that koyrin ha-Hallel bedilug, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibul. Bedilug, you skip out. The Mishnah Berurah explains, one shouldn't read the entire Hallel. Why not? Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Because you have to differentiate between Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, a Hallel which is not a Chiyuv, to a Hallel which is a Chiyuv. So in order to show on that difference, the Hallel of the Chiyuv, you say the full Hallel, and Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, the Makbid, not to say the entire Hallel, to show that it's taka not a Chiyuv. What exactly do you skip out? Very interesting. We skip out Elonu Ahavti. The Rambam in Halacha says that Be'etzem, there's no hakpoda what has to be skipped out. You can skip out something else. Just you can't say the complete Hallel. The Rambam even himself describes a different skip. But anyway, from the Rambam Mitzvavur, there's no special text that has to be omitted. You have to omit part of the Hallel. That's the din from Hallel Rosh Chodesh. So I want to discuss, based on that, a shayla over here of the Bi'ah Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Hakoyra Hallel Lemafreya Lo Yotza. If he reads the Hallel Lemafreya backwards, Lo Yotza. What does Lemafreya mean? Kipshute Lemafreya is, the example Lemafreya is, he reads the Psukim out of order. Mishnah Berurah himself is Merames, perhaps there's two Eifanim, there's two forms of Lemafreya. One is where he reads the Psukim out of order, and the other Eifan is where he reads the whole Peruk out of order, in the Kfido orders of the Prokim. And that the Mishnah Berurah discusses whether there is an order in the Prokim, or perhaps seeing as there's no apart one from the other, there is no really order between the Prokim and Tehillim, and therefore there is no such Hakpadov as a Seder, but Neger to the Prokim one after the other. But Becholif, that's clear, that within the Peruk, if you skip out a posuk, and then you read it later on out of place, lo yotza, lo yotza. That's the din brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bi'ah Halacha has two kashas on this. His first kasha is the lashon lo yotza tzorichin. Lo yotza, it wasn't yotza. That implies he's got a chiyuv. You've got a chiyuv. You're not yotza a chiyuv. But the Rosh Chodesh is no chiyuv in the first place. Vi kumt a lashon from lo yotza. That's the first kasha. The second kasha he asks is already more sophisticated. And it goes like this. Basically, his kasha is that if there's such a halacha, that a halal Rosh Chodesh, you can be medalik, you can skip out, then how can there be a problem bichlal of lamafreya? How can there be such a problem? Now, it's mavua from his kasha as follows. How did he understand the bomb of lamafreya? Actually, we mapped him, first of all. Where does this halacha of lamafreya in the Yotza come from? It's from a posuk. So just like that posuk, the pasuk describes the seder of the shemesh, mizrach shemesh, and the voyle. It goes on a certain seder. This is a Gemara in Megillah. So too over here, the halos has to go with its seder. However, the Mishnah Berurah's kashas is like this: what's the problem when you skip out a pasuk. The Chayre says as follows: if you skip out a pasuk and later on you put it back in again, so from the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, then the problem lies in that pasuk which was said out of place. Seeing as that pasuk was said out of place, so it's keilu you didn't say that pasuk. I want to be madgish. From Mishnah Berurah's mashma, that's the svarah chitzonah. The simple svarah of Mishnah Berurah is that the problem lies not in the other psukim. The other psukim were said in order. It's the pasuk which was said out of order, seeing as it was said out of order, that pasuk suffers with the problem of lamafreya. It's out of order, so it's a pasul, so to speak, in this, in the kriya of this pasuk. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if that's so, so it's equal to kiviyochel if you didn't say the pasuk altogether. Saying that pasuk out of order is no worse than I did not say the pasuk bechelal. Eibaz effect the Mishnah Berurah. If we know that halal can be read by diluk, and the Rambam says, as Be'ever says, no rule what pasuk you have to, you can skip out. So where's the problem if you said it lamafreya? That pasuk which was said lamafreya, which was said out of order, keilu you didn't say it. You didn't say it. No big deal. How you can skip it out altogether? How can it be a psul of lamafreya? This is the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah. Fantastic kasha. How do we have a psul of lamafreya in the halal derech chiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah on this kasha says two drachim to answer. Both of them are chidushim. This first derech is v'ulai gabay halal lamafreya came in the nafkalon b'gemara zeh mikro, seeing as we learn out the rule of lamafreya, the psul of lamafreya from a pasuk. Tzorich li es kesei de dafka goraze. It's worse off than imchisa pasuk echol legamri. It's worse off than had you left out the pasuk altogether. Why is it worse off? What should be the touch? Why should it be worse off? We understand this kasha very well. The pasuk which is skipped out is kiviyachol omitted. Why is it worse than had it not been there altogether? The answer has to be the Mishnah Berurah understood that the psul of lamafreya is a kilkul in the rest of the halal. In other words, in his kashi understood, the problem of Afreya lies specifically in the pasuk which he said out of order. To which he asks, who cares? So he messed up that pasuk, but it's no worse than I've not said it at all. After the Mishnah Berurah, why is he saying Afreya, you're mekabel the whole halal? This halal reads backwards. The problem is not just in the omitted pasuk. The other pasukim, it's all out of order. Harry, this pasuk is shaykh to the text. It's part of the text of halal. And it was said the other way around, so the whole text now takes on a different form. It's a lamafreya de kakriya. You read it, they read the text backwards. That's the problem. Very long de shavot. That's the first way the Mishnah Berurah has to answer this kasha. And the second, Avkan Derech Harishon. So he introduces a new geder in the psul of lamafreya. The second method of the Mishnah Berurah, he says a very interesting halachidush. He says, V'lule divreim ha'i nirli. When he says Ludvayim nearly, you know he's saying a chiddush. Nearly loyma. The Hailam Afreya, the case of Afreya which is possible, is in a specific form, in a specific instance. Zokta, it's when you missed out the first pasuk of Halal. You started from the second pasuk. Haluk Alav Hashem. That pasuk you omitted, and you started from the second pasuk, and then went back to the first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, missing out the first pasuk, that's a problem, according to everybody. Even if halal of Rosh Chodesh is bediluk, and as we spoke at beforehand, perhaps there's a hakpada to be bediluk, to show the difference between halal Rosh Chodesh and halal of Echiyum. But if you missed out the first pasuk, then you have a problem. The halal mafreya may be from zedavka going to chisa pasuk rishay min a halal vehischem a pasuk sheni achar kach a pasuk rishay. Very interesting. Ve'in zeshel mafreya. Once you have that form of lamafreya, you can't be machshir. The dilug, what's called dilug, what's called skipping, dilug nikro shehischil koroi v'dinig b'emza. Definition of dilug, says the Mishnah Berurah, is you started off right and then you skipped out. But you can't stop with a skip. You've got to start off, as I say in England, with the right foot. But if you started off by skipping out, that's it. Zeloto. That's Kaila Mafreya Apostle. That Mishnah Berurah, like you say, needs a pirush, needs a touch. Maza, if diluk is permitted, so what's the problem of starting off on the wrong foot? So you say you missed out, you came back again. The first pasuk has to be said in order. So I want to try to be mevayeh, what's pshat in this veg of the Mishnah Berurah. I want to suggest like this. What is the musig of what we call chatzi halal, halal bedinah? What does that mean? What content is chatzi halal? We know halal has five prokim. The Gemara in Pesachim learns out exactly the prokim of halal, where they said who taught us these prokim, and you have to say the five prokim. Chayr, we would understand halal is a certain text, and it has to be read. So a certain text has to be read. And by the way, Rabbi Yisai, halal on a Yom Tov where it's a chiyuv, you have to be very careful to read each word. If you skip out a word, you're in trouble. That's this halacha. Every word has to be read properly. It's like Krishma, kimat like Krishma. Krishma needs a dittuk, but al kaponim, if you miss out a word, you've got to say the halal over again. That's the din on halal of a chiyuv. So halal is a certain text. You've got to read the text. It was learned out from Sukkim what the text is. So where does chatzi halal come from? Where does it come from? What is the content of a chatzi halal? So others suggest, as enechinami, chatzi halal is not really halal. It's a dimui halal. It's a close to halal, imagined halal. It's not really halal. Why did Chazal make up this dimui halal? It's only a minik. It's only a minik. See, guys, it's only a minik in the first place. It's only, you don't need the real thing.
So why make a shulchan?
Nachon. A lot of Shaydim say you don't make a bracha. Those that do say that you make a bracha, it's a whole hezber, a bracha and a minig, as if it's Robin Sefer about it, very unclear. But al-Kopponim, one could understand that way. That would really mean to say, as Chatzi Halal has its own text. There's the text of Halal Sholem, and there's another text of Chatzi Halal. But of course, it's not so geschmack, and it's not so mistaba to learn it that way. First of all, Chazal made up a whole new text, a whole new cheftz of a halal. Second of all, if that's so, it's not so clear, why have you got the option of what to read, what not to read? I mean, we're learning in the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam says, you can skip out whatever you want. Really, you can skip out whatever you want. So what does that mean? So the text is optional? We don't find that type of context. Chazal made up a new text called Chatzi Halal. The part of that text has to be read. Where do you write four options? Would like to suggest, perhaps, to learn it in two ways. What is the idea of Chatzi Halal? The first method is to say like this. Avada Chazal didn't make up a new text of Halal. Halal is an official text with five prokim. That's what Halal is. What's the Chiddush of Halal? The Chiddush? The halal of a minik. The chiddush is about how to read the halal. It's not a chiddush about what the chefts of halal. What halal is. What halal is a fixed concept. It's the five prokim. The sugya of halal derish chiddush is perhaps like this. A kula in how to read the halal. How do we read it? There's two methods of reading. You can read precise, accurately, and you can read be'erifdik, inaccurately. There are two ways to read. When Chazal mechayev to read halal, a full chiyuv has to be read precisely, accurately, every word, don't miss out a word. And when it comes to a minig, where the whole chiyuv is only a minig, ba'alma, here, Chazal mekel on the method of how to read the halal. You can read it, I call it be'erifdik, you can read it inaccurately. The side of it means to say that the side of halal b'dinuk is not they created a new halal, they just allowed, they had an allowance for inaccuracy in the oifen hakriya. That's the pshat in halal, and we understand where that comes from. Seeing it's only a minik ba'alma, so Chazal were makel about it.
Why
were they makel? It's only a minik. And perhaps we'll add on. We have the Mishnah Berurah, which you mentioned before. The Chazal had an interest that we should be able to be mechalik, differentiate between a halal of a minik and a regular halal. They wanted you to notice that. This is not halal of chiyuv. For that reason, they gave this hakala, they gave this kul. That's the idea, perhaps, of halal derish chedesh. A kula in the oifen akriya. If you say that, then actually you can go a step further as well. Actually, we understand a little bit this Mishnah Berurah, this chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. What does he say? He says, even if halal, with an allowance of halal b'dinuk, you've got to start off right. Where does that come from? Perhaps like this. If we're saying, as Chazal will make, you can read it inaccurately. What does it really mean? What does it mean to say read Greek accurately? It means to say like this. What you're reading this text. Now, thus, the way to read it, you can, there's a kula. Even this form of reading will also be accepted. But if we were to ask somebody, a London afterwards, what has he read? After he missed out here and there, what has he read? The answer is he's read the Hallel. We're not making up a new context. No, a new text. He's read the Hallel. No, he didn't read it very precisely, but he's read the Hallel. His kiyum is alidei kriyas ha-Hallel atzmo. The whole Hallel. He's read kiviyochel. He has made a leaning on the whole Hallel. Now, he didn't do a very good job. He didn't do it very accurately. But that's on the alzeh chal ha-kriya. He's done a kriya on the whole Hallel. If that's true, then perhaps this Mishnah will make sense to me. Dahainu. Oh, but there's one hakpada. If you got started late, if you started on the second parcel, you're in trouble. Because where you start defines what you're reading. If you start from the second parcel, you started reading from there, so your reading is about what text? About the text from the second parcel till the end. If you start from the beginning, you got off to the right place, that's where you start, and in the middle you missed that one or two things. So you read that text inaccurately. Fine. That's a key from Hallel. But if you started from Pasuk 2, so what text is in your book? What text are you reading? You're reading from Pasuk 2. You're not reading the Hallel. Perhaps that would explain the idea why there's a kapota that the first pasuk has to be read. Because only with that we can understand that you're it's chal a kriya on the whole hal. An interesting chiddush I saw, very even in the new Mishnah Berurah, they bring it down. An interesting chiddush. What's the din, l'moshul? Somebody who on Rosh Chodesh reads the whole hal. Read the whole hal. Imagine you half hal, they read the whole hal. Does he have to read Hallel again? Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Does he read Hallel? What do you say? Zichenisht. Zichenisht. So he says nisht, but why? What's the Hasbara? Says why not?
I love this.
So he says like this. He says the fact you added on more psukim over here, these psukim are also Hallel the psukim. They're the inyon of Hallel. For Horaya, you say them on Hallel Doish, on a regular Yom Tov. If so, these psukim are considered a hefsek. Wow. That's a very long dish, nachon? He made a very long dish, hezber, to explain why it's Peseder. Because these psukim are the inyon of the Hallel, that's not called a hefsek. I hear what he's saying. Oh, but what I hear from this Yid, he's saying a much simpler vort. He's saying as follows. If... What has he done? He said, more Hallel. He didn't have to say so much, but he said, more Hallel. Oh, but what he said also goes into the Hallel. Correct? It's not a question that he's outside the Hallel, but it's not a hefsek. You're saying much deeper. It's part of the Hallel, he just added on more. That's a very good svara. And that svara is very understood, our hakdama. That seeing as the whole din of Hallel Dush Kodesh is not a new text of a Hallel, it's Yen Hallel, you can read it inaccurately. A guy who read it more accurately, so much so, I don't understand why he said so much longer this Sefer. However, Yeshli Limut Zchusalo. Because if we have our Yisoid, which the Mishnah Berurah brought, on the initial halach, that halal has to be said with diluk. Why does it have to be said with diluk? Chazal wanted to differentiate between the two halals. So maybe, seeing as Chazal wanted to differentiate between the two halals, there was a kapod of Chazal not to say this part of halal. And if there's a kapod not to say a part of the halal, al-kapodim, a part of the halal mustn't be said in order to differentiate. So therefore, that chelik, which splits it, differentiates this halal from a full halal, i.e., one pasuk has to be omitted, that chelik maybe is a problem. Although you're saying more, and like your svara, I'm saying what, your svara is a good svara, but we have to take into account that there is a hakpada to differentiate between this and a full halal. But like, maybe that's the mockery for the svara of these achrayim, that they held that there is perhaps a question of hefsek, because you're not supposed to say. In other words, what I'm saying is as follows. On the one hand, you can be, the din is a kula, say it inaccurately. But on the other hand, within that kula, there is a halacha, be careful, a hakpada, not to say the whole thing. So perhaps the fact that they have the hakpod over here is mafkia that posit from halal.
You could say, if you say full halal, it's chayav bebrocha.
You're not chayv le brocha if you're mechuyev to say it for now. But if you're not mechuyev to say hello, you're not chayv le brocha. You say hello today to tomorrow. You don't a brocha in a chayv even then it's mitzivon. That's lechayv. It's a straight svara. A mokum nodin over here in these achrenim in this psak and achrenim. But akoponim, we understand the yisoid that form that somebody who says a full hal reshchedish does not have to repeat the hal. Okay, that's the good news. Now, I feel it's a very interesting idea. I should do another 2 points around this point, about the Halal Jewish Chiddush. I have another idea, another Chiddush, which Be'etzem comes out from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav notes, there's a Mishnah in Tomin Nishchat, Eilu Dvorim, about Halal on Erev Pesach. When the Shechter the Kohen Pesach said they read Halal. They said Halal. Who said Halal? It's a Shaila, but they said Halal. The Shas Shechita of the Kittos, says the Gemara, Miyomai, the third kitter to go in for to shech their carbon, they give adohavti. Never finished the whole halal. The third kitter to shech was such a small kitter that the maaseh didn't manage to complete the whole halal. They didn't manage to complete the whole halal ad till that the shechita of that kitter was completed. So be'emes, this is a Gemara which describes a kriya, not the full halal, not the full halal. They only read the beginning of the halal and they managed to finish the whole halal. The Brisker Rav in Sefer says, "My high." He asks, "There's a Tesefta, a Mefusha Tesefta that says, Hahalal Ma'akev Zuazu, Hahalal Ma'akev Zuazu." Says the Brisker, "What does it mean, this Tesefta, Hahalal Ma'akev Zuazu?" That it means that all the Prokim have to be said. Ma'akev Zuazu, one Perik is Ma'akev on the other. See, that's a big kasha. If one Perik is Ma'akev on the other, so, Ebazoi. How did the third kitta just say Adva Hafti? I mean, if they just said Adva Hafti, so they weren't saying a full halal. If they weren't saying a full halal, not only you're not Yetzer, but you shouldn't really be saying it either. Ma'akev Zuzu, what was the point? See, he has a lot of Torah to answer that question. It's not for now. He has a Torah that halal, there's two types of halal. Halal B'Torah is Kriya, halal B'Torah is Shira. Halal B'Torah is a song. And halal B'Torah is Shira has a different getter to halal. Not my business to work into that Biskarov. But I want to take out the din, which he shows over here. Perhaps you see from this halacha, this tesefta, a different idea about halal. Halal, ma'akev zuazu. Well, the prokim are ma'akev on the other. Actually, you see from here that really, the five prokim are five halals. More and more and more halal. So, midah, how much halal has to be said. There's each peruk is a peruk of halal. Ma'akev zuazu means you have to have all the five prokim. Without that, you're not mekayim mechiv halal. What I want to take out from here is perhaps, whereas the svara, I think that perhaps the svara of Shuta to me was that the concept of halal is a certain text, one text, which is contained of five prokim. If you don't have it, if you don't have all those five prokim, you just don't have the text. But in the lefidus tesefta, b'seidoi, each peruk or each posuk is a shtik halal. It's a shtik halal. Now the idea of the five prokim is how much halal has to be said. It's a shiur, a midah. How much halal do you have to say in order to be yetzichir? To get out and say thank you, to give a praise of a one liner, that's not enough. We need five gezunta prokim a praise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in order to be yetzichir. Hahalal ma'akev zuazu. That's the lashon ma'akev. Each piece of halal is a halal. But it's ma'akev, one the other. If you don't have the whole bang lot, you're not yetzer. That's a different ma'akev. What I want to take out from here is a naya tfisa. That be'etzem, it's not one shtickle chetzer. It's really broken up in all the psukim, all halals. But what? There's a din ikuv. A din ikuv which says you're not yetzer until you have them all together. If you understand that, then you have already a Pesach to know what's going on by the Korban Pesach. Because by the Korban Pesach, Elechanami, seeing as the Kriya over there, you have to know why. Seeing as in that case, they didn't have time to do more, and they have to read at the time of the Shechita. So therefore, there they were allowed just to say part of the Halal. But my question was, what does it mean part of the Halal is garnished? So it's not true. Every Pasuk is something. Every Pasuk is something. No, but then there's a din ikuv. When it came to Pesach, for some reason, there wasn't a din ikuv. That's what we're learning over there. There wasn't a din ikur. If so, I'm suggesting, I want to suggest now a new understanding of halal dorish chedesh. Halal dorish chedesh, chatzi halal diluk. What does that mean? Perhaps it means, Taka, that there is a different, so to speak, a different text over here when it comes to halal. When it comes to Rosh Chedesh. But we'll look at it from this light, from this point of view. The text of the full chiyuv of Yom Tov is five, a shiel, a midah, a measure of five whole prokim of hiluk. When it comes to Rosh Chedesh, no, you don't need so much. You can say bediluk. What does that mean? Abi said halal. You have to say five prokim. The din ma'akvin does not apply. You don't have to say so much halal. You don't have to say so much halal. Rosh Chedesh, no, you get away with less. That's the yisoid of Rosh Chedesh. So look what I'm saying, Rabbi Yisai. I'm saying there is a different text, but it's not really a different text. It's all the same text, because halal, Be'etim, is not one piece of text. Every pasuk is a shtickle from halal. No, you got a vidur. How much halal has to be said? You've got to say this amount of halal. When it comes to Rosh Chedesh, you get away with less. That's the idea. If so, then zei geshmak. I understand the musuk of halal dorish chedesh, but I think still the Mishnah Berurah is going to be a bit of a problem. Because if we're right that when it comes to Rosh Chedesh Be'etzem, Chazal will make it, so to speak, about how much of halal has to be said. How much of halal has to be said? You can get away with less. So the Chedesh, why does the Mishnah Berurah say, oh, but still there's a hakpada, you've got to start off on the right foot? Why should that be the case? The Chedesh, the Ikar rule, in this, the fetus understanding, the Ikar rule is, as Be'emes halal is, each pasuk is a piece of halal. No, you have to have all them sukkim because you need a lot of halal. And in Rosh Chedesh, a little bit of halal. Where does the Mishnah Berurah Svaran come into place? Why does Mishnah Berurah say that? But there's Akbada that the first pasuk has to be said. That's a Shaila in Pshat over here. And in Messiah.
Maybe that's to do with the
Bracha.
The Bracha has to do with
but we said, it's not clear to make a Bracha Bechah. Shaila in Pshat, it's not clear. It's a Bracha and a Minik.
Maybe because you need the Loshon of Hallel at the beginning.
The word Halleluka.
The word Halleluka. Although you could start Halalu Hashem Kol Goyim with that.
Correct. So. Maybe. By the way, according to me, we have to start with the first word. Yeah. Why don't we say part of the first pasuk? It's not enough. We have to say the first pasuk entirely, but yeah, maybe. I want to fair a very interesting halacha, which is not so well known. What else do we say Chatzi Halal, besides for Rosh Chedesh?
Chol HaMoed.
Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Pesach. So Chol HaMoed Pesach Chatzi Halal. What is that rule? What is that din hal of Chol HaMoed Pesach? Pashtus, it's a minik. It's also the minik. It's the same halal as halal Rosh Chedesh. So here's the idea, Rabbi Yisai. The Ran in Perek Sheni de Shabbos brings down from the Ramban. Ramban in Chidushim. We don't have this Chidush Ramban. It's only brought in the Ram. That he says, as halal of Pesach Chol HaMoed is not the same as halal Rosh Chedesh. They're both chatzi halal, but it's not the same. Halal Rosh Chedesh is purely a minik. Halal the Chol HaMoed Pesach is a chiyuv. A chiyuv gomu. A chiyuv gomu. But you mekayim with the chatzi halal. That's unbelievable, that Ramban. Mekayim with the chatzi halal. He has nafka min lemaisa. The Ramban speaks out. That's why he needs a brocha. Halal Rosh Chedesh does not necessarily need a brocha. Halal Pesach does need a brocha. That's one nafka min. Yochid says a halal of Pesach. Yochid's not clear. Yochid says a halal Rosh Chedesh. And a very big chiddush. He explains what's the source of this chiddush. Everyone, well, it depends on the Sfad and the Talmid and the Ramban. It's only the Ramban's chiddush to say the halal Rosh Chedesh is a chiddush. It's the Ramban's chiddush. But it's very interesting. According to this Ramban, you see from here, fascinating thing that there is such a halal which is called a halal shel chayva, and nevertheless it's only a chatzi halal. Halal shel chayva. What does that mean? Till now we've understood. Our svaras are, if it's halal of a minig, Chazal said you can get away with less. I didn't get away, our first nusach was with an inaccurate reading. Our second nusach was with a not a full halal. But what should be the seichel that you've got a chiyuv, a proper chiyuv, a takonas Chazal, which is mechayiv you to read the halal, and still you don't have to read the whole halal. What should be the svara attached in the Ramban? I have to finish right now. So, there's a piece in the Ro'ah in Baruchas that says a pirush in this Ramban. And he says, Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed. I don't know whether you've ever thought about Chol HaMoed. What does Chol HaMoed mean? The word Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed. No, what was it? What does the word Chol HaMoed mean? The word Chol HaMoed. Correct. It's the weekday part of the Yontif. It's the Chol HaMoed. The lashon of the Ra'ah is that this part, Chol HaMoed, it's only Kodosh Begreiras HaMoed. It sounds from the Ra'ah that it doesn't have, it's not deserved in its own right to be Yontif. But because it's next to the Yontif, so it gets affected by the Yontif. So the Yomim, which are next to the Yontif, so the Nitzpah, Nigrar after the Yomtov. So they get the Hashpois from the Yomtov. And therefore it's Chalon as well, as to a certain extent Kedushas HaMoed. That means they don't have in their own right to din. Just Nishpa, Mushpa. If you understand that concept, which is by the way a whole idea in Chol HaMoed, then perhaps you can understand where does the weakness in the Chiyuv come from. Chol HaMoed doesn't have a right in its own right. It doesn't have its own right to be Yomtov. It doesn't have its own right to have deserved of a halal. It's just a nigrar, nitzpa. So it's chiyuv shvach, weaker chiyuv. And the weaker the chiyuv, the weaker the amilah from the halal. Okay, that's the cage. The weaker the chiyuv, the less taka you have to, the less degree of halal that's necessary. That's all we're going to say.